from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You know, I've been following this story out of Pima County, Arizona. That's the Tucson area. And what a terrible, terrible situation for Savannah Guthrie. She is the NBC News Today Show host, and her mother has gone missing. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us as we broadcast border to border, coast to coast, across the Fruited Plain. And, of course, we're excited as well to welcome all of our brand new Virginia listeners to the program today. And if you call in from the great Commonwealth as a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood, we're going to hook you up with a great prize package, a signed copy of my most recent book. So you're going to love it. Our telephone number, write this down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So the entire country now is sort of enraptured by what's happening here with the disappearance of Savannah Guthrie's mother. And she's 84 years old. The home that Mrs. Guthrie lived in is really a mansion there in the desert in the Tucson area. Mrs. Guthrie, 84 years old, and she was supposed to go to church on Sunday. Good Christian family, and she didn't show up for church. So the sheriff says that she was last seen around 9:30 Saturday night at her home. She had a lot of staff people that worked there thought it's a giant estate. Anyway, the sheriff says that they thought Mrs. Guthrie had been kidnapped based on the scene at her home. And we now know, and I told you this yesterday, when they said they had found evidence of a crime, I suspected it was blood. And, of course, it was, in fact, blood. Was it Mrs. Guthrie's blood? We do not know at this point. They are not saying. So, anyway, she didn't show up for church, and that's when they realized something had gone awry. Now, we understand that she has very limited mobility and she requires medication every 24 hours. And without that medication, well, she could die. They say that she was, this is the working theory of whatever happened here, is that she was taken from her home against her will in the middle of the night. So they believe this was some sort of a kidnapping or abduction. And they say she was not, this has nothing to do with dementia, senility, none of that. She has a very clear working mind. She just has some other health issues. Many of you, if you've watched the Today Show, you have seen Mrs. Guthrie. She was on the show to celebrate her 80th birthday, as many of these anchors are quick to do. They'll bring their parents on. Her father died when she was 16, by the way. And so when they went off to college, they both decided to stay at home. So this is a very close-knit family. By the way, when Mrs. Guthrie turned 70, last fall, the Today Show actually aired a segment where Savannah took a tour of Tucson, which is where her mother moved in the 1970s. In the Catalina foothills, those of you in Arizona listening, you might be familiar with that that area. Just really heartbreaking. We understand DNA samples have been taken from the home, but right now they don't have a clue. There is some speculation, and I want to be very careful with this information, but there was a lot of hired staff there, and a lot of folks are now speculating that was this a possibility that there could have been some illegals in that mix? Could it have been someone who was in our country illegally? We do not know the answer to that question right now. But I will say it is not looking good. But we can certainly pray for Savannah Guthrie's family, pray for the mom, and let's just pray that they're able to find Mrs. Guthrie and that she's going to be okay. But every single day that goes by, well, it's just a very difficult situation. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Also, this late reporting coming in, I believe from CBS News, that Mrs. Guthrie had a pacemaker, and her pacemaker was synced with her Apple Watch. Turns out that the pacemaker stopped syncing with her Apple Watch. So what a strange, crazy story there in Arizona. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. In the meantime, yesterday and today, there are protests happening all over America at high schools across the country. Now, I know many of you are going to be dismissive of this, but I don't believe we should. I believe that what we are seeing happen on these high school campuses is a very dangerous thing for our nation right now. A very dangerous thing. The radicalization of our kids is something we all have to pay very close attention to. And I say that because this administration, President Trump has done a wonderful job saying we've got to crack down. We've got to get the boys out of the girls' bathrooms and the girls' sports. We've been trying to do that. There's been tons of pushback from the academic community. The president says we can't be anti-Semitic anymore. You got to get rid of your DEI programs. And a lot of the universities, they got rid of their DEI programs. But what they did was they just simply renamed their DEI program. So not much has really changed out there. So it is imperative that the administration follow through on this promise to dismantle the Department of Education, just completely tear down the building and take all of the control of our schools and give it back to the local communities. That's the only way we're going to be able to save the country. That is the only way we're going to be able to save the country. And I say that because over the past, 48 hours or so now, we have seen a lot of these schools and the teachers encouraging their kids and in some cases actually directing the students to get out there and protest ICE, to protest President Trump, to protest all these federal agents. And these kids, they don't have a clue. They don't have a single clue about what they're protesting. I mean, it's really shocking, just truly shocking. But they know that they hate Trump. Why do you hate Trump? I just hate him. He's a racist. He's a homophobe. I mean, they go down the list, and their arguments are not based in reality. They're not based in fact. But that's what they're doing right now. Look, these urchins don't even know their pronouns anymore. In some of the schools, you've got 6% of the. There's one school in Atlanta. 6% of the student body cannot read at grade level. What does that tell you? And yet they're out there and they're marching and protesting and carrying on, and they have no earthly idea why that is. So there are a couple of incidents yesterday, and I want to get your take on this one. There are two of them, actually. Number one, and we have this video up at toddstearns.com, and I'd encourage you to go and watch this video. This happened at a school district, the Hay Consolidated School District in right outside of the Austin area. So it's there in Texas. Massive protest at the school, outside the school. There is a roadway there, and there's a guy, and he's been identified as a teacher. We cannot verify that information. We asked the school to do it, and the school said, all we can confirm is there was an incident, and it's being investigated. But the video, and you're going to see it, at toddstearns.com, it is horrifying because this mob of teenagers, it looks like the guy had a MAGA hat. He had a red hat. All right. We'll leave it at that. He had a red hat, and they're beating him and just punching him and kicking him. And the guy had to jump into a vehicle to get away. We're talking about a grown man who is being beat up by a giant mob of rampaging teenagers. These kids were animals. It was unbelievable. I thought if that guy had not escaped, I think they would have pulled him limb from limb. So then in Nebraska, and this is where I want to get your take on this. This is in Fremont, Nebraska. They had a big protest out there. And again, this was out in front of the school, and there was a lot of chaos. And here on this program, we talk a lot about the gals of girth. Those are the big-boned leftist women who wear the giant glasses and have magenta hair. And we're trying to help them find husbands. And we believe this is one of the reasons why they're just so unkind and so unpleasant. So anyway, there was a big protest, and it gets ugly. And I'm just saying, if you're a motorist and you're caught up in this, what do you do? So anyway, you had these kids, and there were some other students in a car. All right, so I want to set the scene for you. You've got all of the anti-Trump, anti-ICE teenagers, and then you've got these kids in a car that's driving by on a road. Okay, this is an actual road, and the car is driving on the road, not the sidewalk, but the road, and one of the kids in the car has a Trump flag, and that set off the mob. So there's one of these big-boned gals, and everybody's rushing towards the vehicle. All right, this car is moving. It's moving on a road. Dylan, you know, a road where you drive vehicles, not on the sidewalk where pedestrians, you know, walk, right? No, this is a road. Dylan, what do you do with a road?
You drive on it.
You drive on it. Not walk, you drive, unless there's a crosswalk. And then you have to wait for the little sign. And if it's like a, you know, an AI thing, it's like, wait, not yet. Calm yours. You know, then it starts beeping and you walk across safely.
Pretty clear.
All right, yeah. Good. So these guys were driving, and this big old gal, she comes lumbering. It's all captured on video. Again, you can see it at my website. She's lumbering towards, like, boing, boing, boing. And it was like slow motion. She became a hood ornament and then, like, bounced off the vehicle. Boing, 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 boing. And then they take her to the hospital. I think she's going to be fine. I mean, she clearly got injured, and it's a terrible thing. You hate it when people are injured. But now people are demanding that the teenage drivers in the pro-Trump car be arrested. They want them arrested. Now, the district attorney in Dodge County, Nebraska, says they're taking the situation very seriously, and they're reviewing all the evidence. Many lawmakers have already weighed in, and they're calling for immediate action. The parents, by the way, the injured girl, they're blaming the school, and they're saying, well, the school should not have let these kids go out there and protest. And that's, I agree with this. Friday afternoon, the school system sent out a statement on student safety saying the high school's administration had been made aware of rumors about a walkout. Then they go forth and they mention all this other stuff. They say schools are not permitted to physically prevent students from leaving campus or gathering on public sidewalks. But they weren't on the public sidewalks. They were in the roadway. And it seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the roadway, that this big old gal here who just came lumbering in, and I don't know, she was charging at the car. Maybe she thought that with her body weight and with all of the thrust, maybe she could just, I don't know, lift up the vehicle and toss it aside. It was a small car, compact car. She was unsuccessful. I would say that she's the one who ought to get in trouble. I mean, if you're looking to go down that path, and if nothing else, she should pay for whatever damages there were to the car. It's going to knock that car out of alignment at the very least. I'm just saying that it was, but she's going to be okay. And we're happy for that. So anyway, now you have all of these Republican lawmakers, Don Bacon, who's the congressman. You've got all these folks out there, these woke rhino Republicans, and they're all saying, arrest these boys, arrest the pro-Trump boys. That's what they're saying. Here's the headline. Young driver found who hit protester with SUV flying Trump flag. Yeah, the guy did keep on going. He did, that could be problematic. Anyway, Congressman Mike Flood, a Republican who owns News Channel Nebraska, called the incident disturbing. This is not what we do in Nebraska. This is not okay. It is critical that our country preserve the ability of people to safely protest. All right, well, Congressman, my question to you is, don't people have a right to safely drive on the streets? I mean, if the car was on the sidewalk, yeah, I get that. Throw the bums in jail. But they were there on the road. I got to take a break. I've got so much more to say about this, but I think these kids are going to get charged. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, if you're looking for a romantic comedy that's actually funny, uplifting, and safe to enjoy with your family, well, this is it. Angel Studios has done something special with Solo Mio, a film that proves Hollywood can still tell a great love story without crudeness or compromise. The movie set in beautiful Italy, stunning scenery that feels like a breath of fresh air. Kevin James delivers big laughs and real heart, and Jonathan Romy brings a surprising and delightful performance that audiences are going to love. In a world filled with nonstop bad news, it's refreshing to sit down and watch a movie that leaves you smiling. This is wholesome entertainment you can feel good about supporting. So right now, when you become a premium member of the Angel Guild, you'll receive 2 free tickets to see Solo Mio in theaters on February 6th. Grab your spouse, your sweetheart, or your family and let's support stories that celebrate humor, hope, and love. Visit angel.com/starns.com today. All right, let me run through this here. And I just want, what am I missing here? What am I missing? So every Republican there, you've got Senator Pete Ricketts saying he was praying for the student. We must all remember we can disagree politically and not resort to violence as a response. Well, when you look at the video, it is clear this car is driving on a roadway and a student jumps out in front of the vehicle and tries to stop it. Deb Fisher, the other senator, says in Nebraska, we respect the right of people to peacefully protest. Calling it a horrible incident. Disrupting a peaceful protest with violence is never okay. So the violent, and maybe I'm clearly, if you go to my website, watch the video and tell me where I'm wrong here. But it seems to me the act of violence is when the person steps into the roadway and tries to attack the vehicle. Now, here is a pro tip for all of you young people out there that are literally marching out in the streets. You're doing so, and it's putting your life in danger. Walking into an active roadway is not a smart thing to do. And if you are going to protest, you got to make sure you get a permit, right? I mean, otherwise, you could wind up being a hood ornament. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. No, I'm not being unkind, Dylan. I'm just saying. Tell me where I'm wrong here. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, including in the Commonwealth of Virginia, welcoming our brand new affiliate this week, WTON. Wow, they've got 3 just ginormous signals, AM 1240, and I'm going to get the name of this wrong. Is it Staunton? You know, somebody there will call and correct. But also Waynesboro 101.1 FM, and also in Harrisonburg 98.9 FM. Welcome to all of you great listeners, and if you call into the program today, we will be providing you a signed copy of my latest book, A Way to Say Welcome to the Show. Again, our number 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, we have some breaking news to share with you.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starn Show.
All right, this is going to get weird. So Jill Biden's ex-husband, remember she ditched husband number one to marry Joe Biden. Jill Biden's ex-husband arrested and charged with killing his current wife, William Stevenson, now facing a first-degree murder charge. That was more than a month after cops showed up to a domestic dispute at their home in Delaware. So, wow, that's going to be something to see. By the way, just got a note. Where is this note? Here we go. Just got a note from Brian in Hall County, Georgia. That's the Gainesville area. And it looks like you guys, well, y'all were scheduled to have a student ICE protest, and apparently it has been postponed. So there you got to schedule these things. You know, it's just a bad day to have a protest. What are you going to do? I'm telling you, they're all over the place. And you can't tell me this is not coordinated. You just can't do that. All right. I want to go to Wiley, Texas for just a moment. And the school has a Republican club. And this is insane. Turns out that the school allowed Muslims to come in and give hijabs to all of the female students at this public school during lunch hour. Take a listen.
Okay, so I'm Marco. I'm the president of the High School Republicans at Wiley East High School. And today there was an organization called Why Islam, and they were giving hijabs to girls out throughout the high school, and they were giving out Qurans, and they also had pamphlets about Sharia law and other Islamic things, and they were giving out these bags. And I had a discussion with the women that were there, and we're trying to understand what's going on.
And it was during the school day, right?
Yes, it was during lunch.
During lunch.
And we typically have colleges come out where we have our clubs have tables, but we've never had a faith group, to my understanding.
What in the name of Assalamu Alaikum is going on there, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, are you kidding me? So right now, Gideons, remember the Gideons? You know, back when I was a little kid, I mean, we were godless heathen children. We didn't know better. That's why the Gideons showed up, and they had little Bibles, and they gave all of us little youngsters these little Bibles. I think mine was green, a green little Bible. I think they all come in different colors, but for whatever reason, we got the green Bible. And it had, like, the Psalms and the Proverbs and the New Testament. And the whole point of that, these volunteers, the Gideons, are businessmen who volunteer to put Bibles in schools and in hotel rooms, in hospitals. And nowadays, they might want to consider dropping by a couple of churches, if you know what I mean. But anyway, they're not allowed to go into many schools around the nation anymore. So you're telling me that we're going to let the Muslims come in and put, I don't know, curtains over the faces of our women folk and then pass out copies of Sharia law. Do you know what the proper response to that is, ladies and gentlemen? To serve ribs the next day at lunch. I'm just telling you, I'd be serving pork chops every day. That's how you deal with that nonsense. But it's really unfortunate this is happening in Texas, which has become a hotbed for the Islamic radicals. The Islamists have been pouring into Texas, and mosques are going up all over the place. And it's really surprising. I'm truly surprised that Texans have not pushed back harder over the Islamification of their state. And before long, it is going to become a major, major problem there in the Lone Star State. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Interesting story out of CNN. And right now, the Senate is just really having a difficult time getting the SAVE Act through. I don't know why these Republicans do this. Actually, I do know why. I'm sorry. They're doing it because they're really not America First lawmakers. They're doing it because they really don't like Donald Trump. And there was a story, there was a report out a couple of months back about how all these Republicans, they get up and up, oh, we just love you, Donald J. Trump. Oh, you're the best thing since sliced bread. Yes, sir, you are. Why, back home in Alabama and Georgia or wherever, why, we just worship the ground you walk on, Mr. President. And then they turn around when he's gone and they call him a sorry so-and-so. So they don't like our president, and they don't like his policies. And the reality is, and hear me on this, there's a lot of grift going on, and there's a lot of criminal activity happening up on Capitol Hill. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about Ayanna Pressley. I'll just give you a real quick tidbit. This is a great example. So Ayanna Pressley, she is a member of AOC's squad. And remember, they're kind of like the Spice Girls, right? There's always that one Spice Girl that nobody can remember. That's Ayanna Pressley. So anyway, her husband, she's making, what, $174,000 a year up in Congress. Her husband was making $90,000 a year. And then he quit his job and started a consulting company, okay? Today, that couple, worth $8 million. You're telling me there's nothing shady going on, ladies and gentlemen? I think not. So anyway, that's one of the reasons why they don't want to follow through with Donald Trump's agenda. And they know the clock is ticking. I know many of you have called in, Todd, why are you so aggressive here? We've got 4 years to get all of this done. We don't have to get it done right. Yes, we do. Because now, and you heard this yesterday on the program, one of our lawmakers said, Todd, you're right. We only have 2 years. If we can't get it done in these 2 years, it's never going to get done. Which is why we've got to. And there are so many dumpster fires burning, so many. And they're all so very important. But if we cannot get voting integrity under control, if we can't guarantee that our elections are secure, we've done lost. Now, many of you will hear your lawmakers say, well, you know, it's we just don't have enough of a majority. That's a load of horse hooey. Well, not everybody support. No, that's a lot of horse hooey. Even CNN says showing up to vote and presenting a photo ID, even black people, which, by the way, that's what they're saying is, well, black people won't vote Republican. Come on, Maine. What are you saying? I'm saying that even black people say, yeah, what's the problem here? What's the big deal? Cut number 9.
The American people are with Nicki Minaj, because what are we talking about here? So take a look here. Favor voter ID to vote. Look, I got all this polling on the screen going back since 2018. You'll notice on all of it, it's all north of 75%, 76%, 76%, 76%, 81%, and then 83% in the last year of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj. They favor photo ID to be able to vote.
What about by party? What's the party breakdown?
Yeah, normally you might expect, hey, there'd be a big divide by party with Republicans really for it and Democrats really against it, but not really here. I mean, just take a look here. Favor photo ID to vote. You got 95% of Republicans, pretty much all of them, but even 71% of Democrats favor photo ID to vote. So again, Nicki Minaj posting that on X, and what you see is that the American people, actually, it's not really all that controversial. The American people are with Nicki Minaj, whether they are Republican or even if they are Democrats. We're talking about 7 in 10 Democrats agreeing with Nicki Minaj that you, in fact, should show a voter photo ID to vote.
What's the racial breakdown?
Okay, what's the racial breakdown on this, right? Because I think a lot of people make the argument that people of color, non-white Americans, have a harder time procuring a photo ID to vote. But even here, take a look here. Favor photo ID to vote. 85% of white people favor it. 82% of Latino. 76% of black Americans favor it. So the bottom line is this. Voter ID is not controversial in this country. A photo ID to vote is not controversial in this country. It is not controversial by party, and it is not controversial by race. The vast majority of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj that, in fact, you should have a photo ID to be able to vote.
It's that simple. I mean, it really is that simple. And we are following some developments up on Capitol Hill, and it looks as though we may not be able to get the SAVE Act across the finish line. And if that's the case, then the Republicans will lose in the midterms. Just want to throw that out there. So it's really imperative for all of you to call your elected leaders in Congress, both in the House and the Senate, and demand that they follow through on this. That's the only way that we're going to be able to save the midterms. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Our telephone number, that's 901-260-5926. You know, I've been telling you about the weight loss campaign, which is slightly on the back burner because of all the snow and the ice. You can't get out and walk in the ice, and I don't want to have a hip replacement. So anyway, I'm holding steady at 11 pounds lost so far, thanks to my friends at Calitrin. But let me tell you, one of the ways I've been able to do it is by delicious Field of Greens. You know, one of the things about Field of Greens, they're designed with protecting your cells and vital organs. Every fruit, every vegetable is doctor selected, and it supports your cells, your heart, your lungs, kidneys, and of course your weight as well. And so this is a long-term project for me. In fact, a university study found that anybody who added only Field of Greens saw measurable improvements in several key health markers. And just one change literally changes everything. So that's why Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health, or they're going to give you your money back. So I want you to go check them out, fieldofgreens.com. You're going to get 20% off using my promo code STARNS. That's fieldofgreens.com. Use my promo code STARNS, and they're going to give you that great discount, and you'll be able to join me on my big weight loss campaign. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phone line, Statesville, North Carolina. Charles, hi, Charles. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Hey, I was just listening to your show, and I called Senator Tom Tillis's office this morning. Actually, I've called twice today, and all I get is a voicemail. I'm calling him to ask his position on the SAVE Act, and I told him, I said, because I hear reports that you're not signing on to having it passed. And of course, no one calls you back. And I mean, I've called that guy so many times. I know they know my number whenever it comes through. So I'm sure they don't want to answer. But Todd, if we can't get the SAVE Act passed, you're exactly right. We're in big trouble in the midterms in 26 and 28. But it just boggles my mind why these Republicans will not at least bring to a vote just some basic measures to secure our elections. I mean, it's just common sense, you know?
Here's the thing. At this point, we need to hear all of those senators who oppose the SAVE Act. We need to understand why. Why do they oppose this? Yeah, I'm tired of the filibuster. Forget about the filibuster. I want to know from them, why is this a bad piece of legislation?
Yeah, I'd like to know that, too, because my understanding is that it requires a photo ID or birth certificate to prove citizenship. There's some things in there about signature verification as far as mail-in ballots are concerned. Their argument, they come back, Todd, and they say, well, states run elections. Well, that's true, but there's federal requirements. And, you know, it's against the law to speed, but people still speed. So that's why you have radar guns and other enforcement mechanisms in place to make sure that people obey the speed limit. And it's no different than voting. So if somebody's against this, to me, it's almost like, you want voter fraud, and you're signing your own political death warrant if you're a Republican, because most likely you're going to get voted out.
You know, here's the challenge for me, and this is what angers me, is that there's nothing in this for the Republicans to object to, unless you're a Democrat, or unless you actually support illegals voting in our elections. Because here's what Chip Roy's Save America Act would do. You would have to present an eligible photo ID document before voting, you would have to obtain proof of citizenship in person. And it also states that any non-citizen has to be removed from existing voter rolls. And let me just say this, Charles, and I'll give you the last word. We had the Attorney General from the great state of Missouri on yesterday, and she said that if you remove illegals from the census count, many states, including in the South and in the Midwest, would pick up at least 11 congressional seats. They'd also pick up Electoral College votes. That's how significant this is.
And that's what this is all about. And I heard her yesterday, and that was a great interview, Todd, but she's exactly right. There are so many millions of illegals in California, in New York, and Illinois that if you remove those illegals and then recalculate and re-rank the states as far as the electoral votes go and congressional seats, they're going to lose seats, and the South and Midwest is going to gain seats. And that's why they don't want to they don't want to do that. They want to make sure that stays in place. And worse yet, Todd, I think they want to see more illegals come into the country so they can skew those congressional seats even more. But if we don't put a stop to this right now, we're not ever going to. I mean, if not now, when? You know?
Look, it's a great point, Charles, and we're not, and that's the thing. And if that is the case, then Speaker Thune has to be removed from leadership, and we are going to have to light a fire under every single Republican in the Senate. And I will do that if we have to. But if this guy botches the one opportunity we have, because this is it, if we botch this opportunity to secure our elections, Republicans are never going to win at the ballot box again. I mean, it's really that simple.
Never. They never will. Yeah. And maybe you should put a list of the names of the senators out there that are wavering or reluctant to sign on to the SAVE Act so we can light a fire underneath them.
Yeah, here's what we need. Remember back in the, there was a Vietnam War movie, The Drill Sergeant. Whenever one of the Marines did something wrong, everybody got in trouble for it. What was the name?
Full Metal Jacket.
Thank you. Full Metal Jacket. Thank you. You know what? We've got to go Full Metal Jacket here, and we got to hold them all responsible. So if Speaker Thune's not doing it, I say all of them aren't doing it because I'm sick of it. So it's time to start punishing everybody together. And if they do not do this, we should vote out every single Republican in the U.S. Senate. Charles, I got to run. I know I just opened up a hornet's nest here, but I'm telling you, we've got to take some measures here to make sure that our elections are secure. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us. And yes, no, I was riled up in the last hour. And I am still riled up, ladies and gentlemen. There is absolutely no excuse, none, for the behavior of the Senate Republicans. And I'm tired of this. I'm tired of all the excuses. Well, Todd, you know that we support it. Now, we support the SAVE Act, but we just can't do away with the filibuster. And, well, that's just on the leadership. We're blaming the leadership. No, I blame all of you. You're the ones that put this guy in leadership. And I think that if this goes down in flames and if we do not get the SAVE Act across the finish line, every single Republican in the Senate has to go. All of them. It's time to start playing hardball, ladies and gentlemen. Now, welcome again. Good to have you with us. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Look, it's already going to be... It's going to be a close election. Midterms are always this way. But I truly believe that if the Republicans get their act together, we're going to be able to buck that trend and we're going to be able to win. But we've got to follow through on the promises that they made to all of us voters. All right. Wow. I've got to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and I love doing this because we love Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative Christian wireless company. And they have been longtime supporters and sponsors of this radio program. I love their product. They've got a great phone service. By the way, patriotmobile.com/Todd, that's patriotmobile.com/Todd, is the website. And we're honored to have Danielle Bach, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships, with us. Danielle, hope you're doing well today.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, you guys are just all over the place. And my good buddy, Matt Velasquez, over at Patriot Talk 920 in Houston, was at the SHOT Show. And you guys had a massive display there.
Yeah, I chatted with Matt there as well. It was amazing at SHOT Show. Gosh, that feels like yesterday, but it was a week and a half ago out in Vegas. And yeah, we brought in Forrey Smith, which he was an actor in Yellowstone, so many people know he was just a rugged cowboy. He calls himself America's Cowboy. But we brought America's Cowboy in to help represent America's network, right? Because that's who Patriot Mobile is, and we had an amazing turnout because people are really, as you were saying earlier, just like hungry to be part of something bigger than themselves. And when you can meet someone who's just down to earth and also, quite frankly, he's famous, right? But he's helping represent Patriot Mobile because he recognizes that things happen by everyday Americans. And everyday Americans are recognizing that, like, hey, yes, I can vote a certain way, which obviously we know the way that people need to vote, but we also can do things with, you know, our everyday lives. And so at the SHOT Show, it was just such an amazing energy there. We were also with our partners from Gun Owners of America, because we're actually rolling out a whole 2026 partnership with the whole country and really trying to be part of everything that GOA is doing on a local, state, and national level, because we love partners like them who are out there, you know, supporting our Second Amendment rights. So, yes, SHOT Show was awesome, and now we're gearing up for our next events, but I'm glad to hear good things from Matt.
Well, look, and of course, we're big fans of Gun Owners of America as well, and got to see your great crew when they were at their big convention in Knoxville, several months back. But again, this is what Patriot Mobile is all about. Not only are you guys providing just a really great phone service, but you're out there supporting these causes. You're supporting the Second Amendment. You're supporting a lot of religious liberty organizations. And what just a couple of weeks ago, you guys were there on the Mall in Washington, D.C. at the March for Life.
We were, yes. It might be cold, but we are there because, obviously, if we don't have life, we have nothing else, you know. And we know that that's so clear in Scripture that God called us to stand for the sanctity of life. And so it is an amazing event, and we have done it every year since I've been here at Patriot Mobile, and quite frankly, I think even before I joined, because it is so important, and it is such an amazing, 100,000 people standing there and saying, we are marching for life and standing up for the unborn and wanting to see, not just sending a message to Washington and to our leadership that, hey, we have to defund, you know, abortion, we have to defund Planned Parenthood, we have to put the money, the government money that is earmarked to help women in the hands of organizations that are going to be actually helping women, helping the mothers and the babies. And so that's why we love January. It's such a fun month because we get to see so many of our coalition partners, right? We get to see Susan B. Anthony List. We get to see Students for Life. We get to see Concerned Women for America and Penny Nance and her team and what they're doing up in D.C. to stand for life through the march, right? And so it is such an amazing event that we sponsor every year. And we love that, you know, life isn't just obviously kind of forefront in January. It also is year-round, especially now in June since the overturn of Roe. But, you know, the fights really for life is in the states. And so there's so many states that have a lot going on this year that we are trying to do everything we can to support them because we are, you know, I mean, I think about it on a personal level as a mom, how pro-life, like how that is such a motivating factor for me to do everything that I do. And I know that that's true across America. I mean, it's people want to show their love and compassion. And I think that, like, unfortunately, the left has kind of construed that to mean something else that it is absolutely not. But being pro-life, being pro-love is an amazing message that should be compelling people even in the middle. Like, hey, we want to work together to help save more babies.
So take us through how this works. There may be somebody listening and say, you know what, yeah, I want to be a part of something like that. And, you know, I need a new, maybe you're looking for a new cell phone provider. Take us through the process here of somebody who's like, and because you guys not only do personal, but you also do business as well.
That's right. Yeah, so whether you are an individual, if you are a family with multiple people, multiple devices, phones, watches, iPads, et cetera, or if you're a business, large or small, Patriot Mobile can help you. So the way it works essentially is that we buy wholesale from the major carriers and we repackage it. And so you're actually going to be getting a better product because we have access to all three of the major networks here in this country. And essentially you call our customer service at 972-PATRIOT and you kind of let them know, hey, this is, you know, the situation, this is what we have, this is how much data we use. We look at our, you know, your past couple months of bills. And then essentially we find the plan that's best for you on the network that's best for you. We have something that also is really unique because we have all three networks is you can actually have multiple networks on one device. That is truly something, Todd, that other people cannot offer. And for people that travel for work extensively, it's an amazing thing, especially for businesses. And so you can have a backup line on Patriot Mobile. It's called Patriot Mobile One, where you can have a backup line for $15 a month. But back to kind of everyday Americans with a family, you can bring your phone, you can bring your phone number, and you can switch to Patriot Mobile, and no longer do you have to go to a store and stand there for 3 hours and leave to switch your phone over, right? You can do it from the comfort of your own home. It takes about 20 minutes, and we can even text or email you a digital QR code. So it really is so simple. You can do the whole process online if you like that, or if you want to call and talk to one of our amazing United States customer service reps, we'd be glad to talk to you. We have call centers in Texas and in California with people that are just happy to help and walk you through the process.
I was at West Coast Baptist College giving a speech, and of course, a number of the students there work for the call center. So you're right. You're talking to American citizens. You're also talking to Christian college kids.
Amen. And
they're able to, you know, there have been several instances where they've been able to minister to folks just calling and wanting a phone, and maybe they were going through something. And I love that about what
I love those.
Those are the stories. And this is why I love the relationship and the partnership with Patriot Mobile.
Yeah, no, it really is so amazing to, you know, I think I was at an event, I don't know if it was late fall maybe, and a customer came up and said, you know, one time I had to call in, we were traveling international, so I had to call and talk to one of your reps, and I was just having a hard day, really sad, and the rep said, let me sit here and pray with you and encourage you, and they did, and they just said it really made my day. Like, I love that being part of Patriot Mobile means I'm part of, like, a family of Christians, a family of people that care about our country, our Constitution, about the Lord, about the Bible, how it calls us to live. And we want that relationship with our customers. I mean, once people switch to Patriot Mobile, once you switch over, it's not that hard, as I said earlier, but people stay because it is a family. You're not going to find better phone service. You're not going to find a better company that's out there doing the things, cares about the things that you care about, and is putting your money when you pay a cell phone bill every single month behind things that you believe in. There is nobody else in there in the market. And so it is like, well, once you switch, people are just love it and people stay. And so I always tell people, like, you're going to wonder why you didn't do this the first time you heard it, or the second time you heard about us, because it typically takes people, I don't know, 7 or 9 times to hear about Patriot Mobile before they switch, which I think is so silly because you're like, oh yeah, I love what y'all do, but I'm not going to take the time to do it. Well, now is the time.
Take
right?
the like, time, yes.
Stop hearing about it and actually do it, because like I said, it only takes about 20 or 30 minutes, and you don't have to switch everyone in the family at the exact same moment. You can do, you know, one or two of you that are, you know, at the house, and then when the kid comes home from college or whatever, you can get them switched at a little bit later date. It's not all or nothing, too. So the other thing that I didn't mention earlier about switching is a lot of people do buy new phones, and so they might have a contract to pay off with their current device. If you had a new iPhone, a new Android, whatever. We actually have a contract buyout program that's really great. And so if you have a contract with your current carrier because you bought a phone through them, if you pay off your device and then come to switch to Patriot Mobile and you send us that receipt, essentially, we will then credit your Patriot Mobile account up to $500 per device that you pay off to come over. Wow. So essentially, you'd pay it off and then come over and you'd have a free cell phone bill for however many months the credit lasts, right, however many lines you bring, because we really want you to stop waiting to just pay it off. Because, I mean, we obviously offer new phones as well, but that tends to be a reason that's a hiccup, and we're trying to combat that and take that option out off the table.
All right. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, ladies and gentlemen. We have a designated landing page. Again, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also, when you get to the website, you'll see all of the various programs and organizations that Patriot Mobile supports, and ultimately you will support by joining the Patriot Mobile family. All right, Danielle, great stuff. Great to hear from you.
Have a great day. Thank you, guys.
All right. Danielle Buck, everybody, from Patriot Mobile. And again, go to that website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. Use promo code Todd, and you're going to be able to open up all sorts of amazing discounts. Promo code Todd, you're going to get a free month of service from America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And we just love the fact that they're standing on the front lines with us. All right, this story is causing a lot of angst among gun owners, by the way. Last night, our good friend Jeanine Pirro, who is now the U.S. attorney, went on Fox News. Fox News is apparently the official state TV station of the administration. And Jeanine Pirro delivered a warning to all of you law-abiding gun owners. I want you to take a listen to what she had to say.
And you bring a gun into the district, you mark my words, you're going to jail. I don't care if you have a license in another district, and I don't care if you're a law-abiding gun owner somewhere else. You bring a gun into this district, count on going to jail, and hope you get the gun back. And that makes all the difference.
Yeah, it's amazing how accountability works, you know, when people think that if they actually get arrested, they might have to do time and they might be taken off the street. It sort of puts a little different message into people's heads.
All right. So there you have it. Jeanine Pirro, it doesn't matter if you're a law abiding gun owner, if you're following all the rules and regulations, because you are allowed to carry in D.C. There are a lot of rules and regulations, but you are allowed. She says that doesn't matter. This administration is going to throw your butt in jail. And a couple of weeks ago, you might remember, the administration said you are not allowed to bring a gun to any sort of protest in America. I mean, they've been matter of fact about all of this. Congressman Greg Stubbe of Florida telling Breitbart that he has a license to carry from Florida and he has a license to carry from D.C. And he said he will continue to carry to protect himself and others. And he told Jeanine Pirro, come and take it. So I'm curious of gun owners of the Todd Stearns Radio Show team. What say you? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. I was having some conversations over the past couple of weeks. There are some issues that are percolating within the Republican Party, and really talk radio. I think one of the reasons that talk radio is so vitally important is that talk radio is still the only medium where you, the great listeners, are able to call in and voice your opinion and have your say on matters, things that are important. You can't do that in a podcast. You can't do that on Fox News Channel. You just can't do it. But you can in talk radio. And as a result of that, many talk radio hosts, they have their ear to the base of the party. So they're listening to what you guys are talking about. They're listening to your concerns. Now, the Republican Party, going back to its 1950s, 1960s roots, where the party was really run by the country club Republicans, the Chamber of Commerce, big business. They didn't care about the working man. They didn't care about all of you working class people. They really didn't care about you middle class folks at all. And so for a long time, the party was sort of wandering in this wilderness. Then along comes Ronald Reagan, and Ronald Reagan had this big tent philosophy. And as a result of that, a lot of working class people were attracted to Reagan's message. And so the party began to grow. And evangelical Christians, by the way, up until that point, the Republican Party, you were probably a Presbyterian or Episcopalian, and that was it. But then the evangelicals came into the fold. Reagan really did reshape the Republican Party like no one up until that point in modern political history. And then along comes Donald J. Trump. And Donald Trump, again, begins to mold and shape the Republican Party and bring in even more of a populist bent. So when you look at the party today, it's a lot different than it was back in 1980. Things have changed. And yet, as amazing as things have been, a lot of people are beginning to wake up and realize, wait a second, Trump is not going to be able to run again. So what does the party look like after Trump? And so you've got these country club Republicans. They call them the establishment Republicans. And they're waiting in the wings to reclaim what they believe has been stolen from them. And as a result of that, you've got people that are now attacking grassroots conservatives. And these are the workhorses of the party. These are the folks that are getting out there and knocking on doors and raising money. And they may not have a country club membership, but they're working their butts off. And there's a movement afoot to shove those people either aside or completely out of the party. And this is happening nationally. I think that is a very bad mistake. A very big mistake. And if you do that, Republicans, you will lose elections. We need our grassroots base of the Republican Party. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is The Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is The Todd Stern's Radio Show. Coming up, Senator Marsha Blackburn will join us. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So I want to go back to this report from CNN. When it comes to voter ID, the vast majority of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj on this. Take a listen to Cut 9.
The American people are with Nicki Minaj, because what are we talking about here? So take a look here. Favor voter ID to vote. Look, I got all this polling on the screen going back since 2018. You'll notice on all of it, it's all north of 75%, 76%, 76%, 76%, 81%, and then 83% in the last year of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj. They favor photo ID to be able to vote.
What about by party? What's the party breakdown?
Yeah, normally you might expect, hey, there'd be a big divide by party with Republicans really for it and Democrats really against it, but not really here. I mean, just take a look here. Favor photo ID to vote. You got 95% of Republicans, pretty much all of them, but even 71% of Democrats favor photo ID to vote. So again, Nicki Minaj posting that on X. And what you see is that the American people, actually, it's not really all that controversial. The American people are with Nicki Minaj, whether they are Republican or even if they are Democrats. We're talking about 7 in 10 Democrats agreeing with Nicki Minaj that you, in fact, should show a voter photo ID to vote.
What's the racial breakdown?
Okay, what's the racial breakdown on this, right? Because I think a lot of people make the argument that people of color, non-white Americans, have a harder time procuring a photo ID to vote. But even here, take a look here. Favor photo ID to vote. 85% of white people favor it. 82% of Latino. 76% of black Americans favor it. So the bottom line is this. Voter ID is not controversial in this country. A photo ID to vote is not controversial in this country. It is not controversial by party, and it is not controversial by race. The vast majority of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj that, in fact, you should have a photo ID to be able to vote.
There you go. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, great Republican strategist, Josh Jones, joins us. Josh, are you surprised to hear that an overwhelming, I mean, over 80% of Americans believe that we should have some form of voter ID?
No, it's not surprising at all, Todd. I mean, it's just common sense at the end of the day. Because like, everybody has a voter ID that is a U.S. citizen and is eligible to vote, whether that's driver's license or passport. So, you know, stuff people already have. So this Democrat argument of, oh, you're disenfranchising voters, it's like, no, we're not. If you are a voter, you already have these documents. You just have to bring them with you to the voting booth. So no, not a surprise at all that most people will get this besides the Democrats.
Yeah, I wish the Senate Republicans would. It makes no sense to me why they keep hemming and hawing over this.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. Because also, this is just like, again, I said it before, I'll say it again, it's common sense. But at the same time, too, what motive do you have to be against something like this, right? Where if you're only wanting U.S. citizens and registered voters to participate in elections, then what's the harm in having photo ID? I'm not throwing out an accusation necessarily, but this convoluted web that the Democrats have tried to paint of, oh, we're doing this because we're trying to not disenfranchise these voters or put barriers up to voting. It's like, no, you're really disenfranchising the institution of voting and the institutions that work on that by not allowing voter ID to happen. So it's beyond me as to why people would oppose it.
Josh, I want to turn back to Virginia and the Commonwealth. Of course, that is your home state. And, of course, we do want to welcome our brand-new affiliate, WTON, broadcasting all across the Harrisonburg area and parts beyond. It is really shocking to see what the Democrats are doing, completely reversing just about every policy the Republicans put in place. What is surprising you about what you're seeing happen in the Commonwealth right now?
Look, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily surprising, but what we're seeing coming out of the Democrats in Virginia right now is they ran this past November on a campaign of affordability and being bipartisan. That's what they ran on. And now they're in office, not even a full month into office, and we see a record of tax increase for Virginians across the board. And it's not the typical, they're not even hiding behind the typical Democrat argument of, oh, well, we're already taxing the billionaires, or, oh, we're already taxing mega corporations. No, they're putting a tax on every single Amazon delivery, now has a new 4% tax. Every single Uber you get now has a new 4% tax. There's a new sales tax, there's a dog walking tax, there's a gym membership tax, there's a firearm tax. There is a tax for everything that they are proposing in Virginia. So I don't know if it's necessarily surprising, but I am surprised of how bold they're being and just literally raising taxes on Virginians across the board, no matter if you're, even if you're a low-income Virginian or a high-income Virginian. Virginian, you're going to see your taxes go up.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Democrats just proposed a 155% pay increase for themselves, and they also want to raise, they've already passed this, HB1, they want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour across the Commonwealth. You know, Josh, are you guys concerned? Are there fears that hardworking Virginians are just going to move out of state?
Look, it's a real possibility because you have a lot of states surrounding Virginia that are super competitive. I mean, you have North Carolina, who's right here. You have Tennessee, your home state, that's super competitive. Kentucky, even. So Governor Youngkin and the Republicans over the past 4 years leading up until now, that was a big agenda coming into power statewide, was to stop the bleed of Virginians leaving our state to go to more business-friendly states. And we made significant progress on that. But now, the fear is Democrats are instantly just going to turn Virginia back into what it was, which is a regulatory nightmare where no one wants to live, work, and they're going to move to these other Republican states. So there's definitely concern there.
Son of a biscuit eater. They're even taxing dog walking. So if you're walking a dog, you're going to get taxed. Are you kidding me? This is insanity.
It's literal insanity. I mean, they're also taxing gym membership. I mean, call me crazy. I think you want people to be healthy. So I think we should be encouraging people to go to the gym. So maybe don't add a new 4% tax on gym membership. Crazy idea. But I mean, it's absolute insanity. And we'll see what the governor ends up signing into law or not. But they are setting the tone of what the next 4 years are going to look like in Virginia.
Well, not only that, you've got a situation when it comes to the redistricting. Tell our listeners what that could look like for Republicans there in the Commonwealth.
Look, it's the same thing we've been seeing happen in a couple other states across the country. The short end of it is basically Virginia Democrats have a trifecta in Richmond, meaning they control the House, Senate, and the governor's office. They are redrawing the congressional maps cycle to favor Democrats who draw out for Republican seats and replace those with four Democrats, basically disenfranchising Virginia voters across the board. So what's happened and where we're at in the process right now is Virginia Democrats in Richmond have done that. They've proposed a constitutional amendment to allow voters to vote in a referendum to decide if these maps move forward or not. A judge down in Southwest Virginia struck down this proposal recently, saying it was unconstitutional. Democrats are appealing it. It is now going to the Supreme Court of Virginia. So we'll see what the Supreme Court decides. If the Supreme Court decides that this referendum moves forward, that means sometime in April or later, Virginia voters will have to either vote to approve or disapprove of this new map. We'll see if it gets to that point. Right now it's in the courts, but that's where we are currently.
Wow. It's just really, you wonder if the voters are having buyer's remorse. You know, they all campaigned, these Democrats campaigned a Spanberger on down the line as moderate Democrat. Is this what a moderate Democrat looks like?
Look, I mean, maybe in the modern, you know, the year 2026, maybe this is what a moderate Democrat looks like. I don't know. But, I mean, frankly, she's been, the Democrats in Richmond have been so aggressive, that would go as far as to say and argue that they're to the left of Zohran Mamdani in New York City. And this is Virginia that we're talking about, which is arguably a purple state, or at least a swing state at that. So I hope voters are paying attention, and hopefully, you know, like all things, the pendulum swings back and voters are paying attention. We vote down these new maps if that's what it comes to.
You know, speaking of that, I know the governor's also getting a lot of blowback over the problems with snow removal. Thousands of kids in Virginia still can't go to class. Meanwhile, in New York City, you have a very similar situation. People are just enraged. But not only that, at least 10 New Yorkers were found dead because the mayor refused to shut down these homeless encampments. I mean, this is a real-time danger here, these policies coming from these radical leftist Democrats.
You're right. I mean, at the end of the day, common sense should be prevailing here. Whenever you know there's a winter storm on the way that is quite literally going to freeze your city or state over for weeks on end, you should take the common sense steps to mitigate that. And look, I'm not into disaster relief management. I'm not going to claim to know I know everything about it. But it seems to me that if there's a bunch of people outside that are homeless and there's a snowstorm coming that's going to freeze the city over for 2 weeks, I would say maybe you guys should go somewhere else.
It's a fair point. By the way, in New York City, this is from the New York Post, even local Democrats are infuriated by Mamdani's unwillingness to clear the encampments. City Councilwoman Gail Brewer represents the Upper West Side. She says, quote, people are upset. You cannot have defecating. You cannot have food on the street. You cannot have all of these boxes. And yet the mayor says, you know, you can. So it's very troubling. And Mayor Giuliani, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, came out today, and he's flat out accusing Mamdani of being responsible for these deaths. So it's getting ugly. Before we let you go, Josh, I know you've been doing a lot of political work in Texas, and there has been this weekend special election shocking a lot of people. Rank and file Republicans are saying not a big deal, but we saw a district that's been red for 35 years flip by 30 points to the Democrats. What do you make of that? Should we be concerned about the midterms?
We should absolutely be concerned. People need to be pulling a fire alarm and screaming from the rooftops right now. What we saw happen was a seat, to the point you just made, that was in Republican hands for a very long time, that President Trump won by 17 points. If you take those same lines and apply them to the 2024 election. And then Democrats just flipped that seat. This isn't one of those things that, oh, well, it's a swing seat. Democrats had high turnout and, you know, they managed to claw it back. Now, this is a deep red seat that went for the Democrats. And look, you can argue candidate quality and all these other things, but at the end of the day, this is a good bellwether for how voters are feeling across the country right now. And it even has less of the do of like people changing their minds or flipping from Republican to Democrat, and more so Republicans aren't just showing up to vote, is what this election tells us. So Republicans in Congress need to give Republican voters a reason to get out and vote this November. They need to feel like they're voting for something, not necessarily against something. And I think that's something the House caucus and Republicans up and down the ballot need to be focused on right now.
Josh, real quick, one final question back to Virginia. What was the issue there? Was Republican turnout light in the election?
Look, I mean, it was a little bit lighter than 2024, for example. And I think a lot of that has to do with having President Trump on the ballot versus not having President Trump on the ballot. Look, if you love and support President Trump and you get out and vote for him, that's great, and you vote for other Republicans at the same time, that's great. But even when Trump's not on the ballot, these Republicans have to still get out and vote. Look, it might not be as exciting or entertaining as President Trump's election. Very few elections are that exciting, but they're all just as important. So Republicans have to get out and vote this November.
All right, well said. All right, you feeling better? You know, we told everybody your personal business there. You had the flu.
Yes, I'm on the up. No more symptoms or anything like that. I just have this smoker's cough now, basically, that's kind of lingering around. So anytime I start to laugh, I'll break out like I've been smoking for 30 years. But beyond that, I'm doing all right.
Jeez. All right. You got to cut back on the Marlboros, man. All right. Glad you're feeling well. Take care, Josh.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Good man right there, Josh Jones. The pride of Virginia. I'm curious, you folks in Virginia, do you have buyer's remorse? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show. You'll be able to watch me on Newsmax 2. We have a huge, huge lineup. Congressman Pete Sessions kicking things off with us. Also, Dr. Ben Carson is joining us on TV tonight. So you'll be able to watch that 5 o'clock Eastern. Millions of people are now watching Newsmax. They're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2, and they're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones and TVs. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night you're going to be able to watch great shows. Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. You can get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, or you can download the free app today. Takes seconds to start. And let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax, real news for real people.
Todd, I'm willing to bet that woman that was kidnapped in Arizona, they're going to hold her for ransom. I'll bet you any amount of money. She's probably in Mexico by now. They've probably taken her into another location and they've got her secured. But with the technology we have today, they should be able to track her down. And you're right. It was probably somebody that was working within that house that was probably illegal. I'm not saying he wasn't or they weren't illegal, but that's a possibility. And then they got a hold of her and they've taken her into Mexico, I guarantee you.
All right. That was Mark from the Villages in Florida, America's friendliest hometown. Look, Mark has got a good point here, and it may be that they are holding her hostage for some sort of ransom money. We will wait and see how this plays out. If, in fact, she is south of the border, I would hope and pray President Trump sends the entire military down there and just knocks out the cartels, knocks them all out. By the way, Mark left us a shout out. A lot of you are not able to, reach out, give us a call during your lunch hour. So if you download our free app, you can actually leave us a quick shout out and those are automatically sent to us and we play them back just like we did for Mark. You say, Todd, how can I do that? Well, just go to toddstearns.com and download or just click on the app and you'll be able to download the app. By the way, coming up this weekend, I've got to give our folks at Young America's Foundation a huge plug. The Nashville Freedom Conference is coming up Friday and Saturday at Embassy Suites. That's in downtown Las Vegas. And it is an all-star lineup here. We've got Michael Knowles, Dr. Art Laffer, Mary Margaret Olihan, a lot of the names that you hear on this program as guests, Cabot Phillips, Robbie Starbuck, Scott Jennings, and Lee Greenwood, and most importantly, yours truly. So I'm the guy that has to wrap everything up. So I'm the big stem winder, let's go charge the hills guy. And I'm really looking forward to, I'm working on my speech. I jotted down a few thoughts last night. It's going to be so much fun. And if you are a college-age conservative, you are allowed to attend. Just go to yaf.org, yaf.org, and you'll be able to find all the information there. After the speech, we'll be doing a book signing, so love to be able to meet you. Now, if you can't make it and you still like a book, no problem. Again, just go to my website or go to Amazon. I'll be signing copies of two of my books, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? and Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Had the honor to write that book with my good friend Michelle Cox, and she's snowed in, and they've got a great farm out there in western North Carolina. All right, Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up, Congressman Mary Miller coming up, Congressman David Kustoff coming up. We got a lot going on. Stick around, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little bit of action in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hour 3 underway. This is coming from Fox News. Greg Norman Diamond is the author of the piece. U.S. military shooting down an unmanned Iranian drone. This happened after the drone aggressively approached a U.S. Navy carrier. That would be the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Arabian Sea. This is all according to Central Command, U.S. CENTCOM, as they call it. They say the drone continued to fly towards the ship despite de-escalatory measures taken by U.S. forces operating in international waters. An F-35C fighter jet shot down the drone in self-defense to protect the air carrier and everybody on board. Nobody injured, no equipment damaged, which is good news. We also learned in a separate incident in the Straits of Hormuz that the Revolutionary Guard harassed a U.S. flagged merchant vessel that was transiting the International Sea Passage. Two Iranian boats and a drone approached the NV Stena Imperative at high speeds and threatened to board and seize the tanker. The guided missile destroyer, USS McFall, was operating in the area and responded and escorted the ship to safety. Wow. Things are ramping up over there in the Middle East. No doubt about that. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Also getting word that six Iranian gunboats tried to stop a U.S.-flagged oil tanker. This is from the reporting of the Wall Street Journal. The Iranian vessels armed with 50-caliber guns, and they ordered the oil tanker to turn off its engines and prepare to be boarded. Instead, the tanker sped up and was escorted out of the area. Clearly, things are ramping up, folks, and we'll keep you updated on those developments. My goodness gracious. All right. I had the chance last night on the Newsmax show to chat with our good friend, Congressman David Kustoff. You know, it's a horrible situation, and we mentioned this earlier, where people in New York City are just fighting mad over Mandami right now. The streets are clogged with filthy snow. There's trash all over the place. It's amazing how quickly New York City turned into a third world hellhole under the leadership of a communist. Happens fast for you. I mean, in a blink of the eye. So in Nashville, for example, you've got a bunch of radical DEI hires who are in charge of the electric system. Thousands of people there without power may not be restored until February the 11th. Kids out of school. And now people are demanding answers. So let's take a listen to our interview with Congressman David Kustoff. I wanted to get an update on the situation there in Nashville, which I know is not in your district, but there has been a lot of outrage over the DEI hires that have led to big problems getting the power back on. We're hearing thousands and thousands of people still do not have power and may not have power for days as a result of some of those DEI initiatives. What say you?
They may not have power for another week, Todd, some of those people. In fact, I was just visiting with somebody from Nashville, who told me that he was talking to someone who hasn't had power. The internal temperature in their home in Nashville is 33 degrees. And so they're about to have structural issues, pipes burst. It's a real bad situation. To your point, it's bad leadership. The head of the Nashville Electric System, NES, prioritized DEI initiatives over making sure that the power functioned and making sure that the power would not go out in an ice storm. And if it did, that they could restore power within a quick amount of time. And unfortunately, that's not the case. People in Nashville have been without power now for 8 to 9 days. And in this day of time, that's unconscionable.
It's just insane. And she's actually did an interview, Congressman, where she said, the head of the electric company said, yeah, we really do place a priority on protecting what she called the canopy of trees in Nashville, so much so they hired an arborist on staff. And I certainly hope that arborist is also a lineman on the side, because they could use all the help they could get in the Nashville area to get those lights back on.
It's critical, not only with the power being out, but power lines being down on the ground and on certain streets. So they truly were not prepared. Nashville was not prepared for this ice storm that they got just a few days ago, just over a week ago. And it's critical in Nashville, and hopefully somebody will issue some leadership and will display some leadership to literally get the lights back on.
You know, Congressman, I want to get back to Washington and to bend your ear as a former U.S. Attorney. The idea that in some of these cities, major cities, police were told to stand down, not to provide any assistance to the federal agents that are boots on the ground. I'm just curious, why is it that we're seeing this level of violence in a lot of these cities, and yet in Memphis, which is in your congressional district, we've got National Guard boots on the ground, federal agents boots on the ground, but certainly have not seen any of the hostilities?
You know, I think back to my time as U.S. Attorney, when federal, state, and local law enforcement worked hand in hand with each other. And that, to your point, in Memphis, that is still the case today. A lot of it is the mentality of the people on the ground, and certainly the leadership. But look at Minnesota, Todd, where you have the governor, Waltz, and the mayor, Fry, who have been openly antagonistic towards federal law enforcement. And so they're rank and file. State and local law enforcement are going to follow the lead of their elected leadership. And that's a shame, because everybody should want to live in a safe community, regardless of your party, regardless of where you come from. And when you have local and state elected officials, like they do in Minnesota, if they would take a page of what we're doing in Tennessee, where you've got a mayor who's a Democrat, you've got a governor who's a Republican, but they've been supportive generally of the effort that's gone on in Memphis. And as you know, we've had the Memphis Safe Task Force since the end of September. They've made over 5,600 arrests. They've arrested something like 550 known gang members. And you know what people across the community, regardless of who they are or what political party, what they're saying? They're saying thank you. They're saying thank you to federal law enforcement. Thank you to state law enforcement. Thank you to local law enforcement, and thank you to the National Guard.
All right, and thank you, Congressman. And all I can tell you is we're very happy with the National Guard presence here in Memphis, where we broadcast our national show. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Dylan, I'm sending you a link. And I just want you to open it, and I don't want you to look at the picture at the end, all right, just yet. This is from Mediaite. This is brutal. There's a guy named Bobby Dildo, pardon me, Pulido. Bobby Pulido, he is 52 years old, and he is a music artist. He has launched a campaign. He's a Democrat, which is why this is a funny story. He's a Democrat who launched a campaign to unseat Monica de la Cruz. This is the 15th Congressional District in Texas. Anyway, he has now been accused and exposed of a long history of explicit and misogynistic commentary. I am shocked, I say, shocked, and much of it apparently written in Spanish. So one of them, and Dylan, it's appropriate to scroll down now, one of them is a photograph of Hillary Clinton next to a Chloe Grace Moretz, who's a very young woman. Both of them are holding donuts. One of them is a traditional donut, and the other looks like a giant onion ring. So the you okay there, Dylan?
I know where this is going. I just don't want to look at it. This is what I'm trying to.
Yes. Yeah. So he posted this photo and was explaining, this is what happens to you after childbirth. That's brutal.
Golly.
So the post was deleted after Mediaite reached out to the campaign for a comment. I want to know what that email looked like. Anyway, a spokesperson said years ago, Bobby sometimes used Twitter to joke around, but he understands not everything was funny or appropriate. This one was regrettable. More recently, in 2023 on Instagram, he shared an explicit photograph of a woman climbing onto the stage at one of his concerts and inadvertently exposed herself. He captioned that post, "Who said he didn't have sex appeal?" Okay, that's not funny. Facing widespread criticism, he eventually took down the post, but not before chiding another fan for judging him and complaining that everyone wants to be the center of attention. So there you go. And this guy's running for Congress. You got the Democrats. Go figure. All right, got to take a break. Well, hold on. Let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Carl in Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Carl, what's on your mind?
I think you got rid of David Kustoff. I just wanted you to ask him why he voted for health care for illegals.
When did he do that, Carl?
That's on the spending bill recently. That was a rider stuck on the spending bill. To keep the government open.
Well, next time we bring him on, we'll ask him that question. So clearly, there's so much stuff, Carl, stuck into these spending bills, and it's beyond me why we cannot have just a clean spending bill.
Yeah. Ask him next time.
All right, Carl, thanks for calling in. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, it turns out that the far-left mayor of Nashville may have turned down help and supplies during the ice storm from the state and National Guard because he didn't want the optics of the military on the streets of Nashville like Minneapolis, Memphis. All right, there you go. Welcome back. So this is a rather explosive story. Ladies and gentlemen, a hospital in France was evacuated over a man's buttocks. And Dylan, I'm shocked by this story, and I'm glad it's in France.
Must have been a big butt.
Has yes,
to be, right?
The man's underpants in France. It was the scene of a big scare. The hospital was evacuated after a man arrived with a World War I artillery shell lodged up his, wazoo.
Wow. World War I, not even World War II? Come on.
I thought it was, I thought, holy cow, how old was this guy? Well, it turns out he was 24 years old.
That's worse.
How did a 24-year-old wind up with an artillery shell? Holy smokes.
Lots of questions here.
A lot. The gentleman was in a state of extreme discomfort, having inserted a large... Oh, he did it himself.
Yeah.
He inserted a large object up his rectum.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. Oh, that is a large... That's a large... How does that happen?
How did he get it?
Well, that's what... You got
to be a time traveler.
Here's what there's a photograph attached. This is the New York Post story. And they have a photograph of the unexploded World War I artillery shell, and it's covered in a brown substance. And I thought, that cannot be. Unfortunately, it is not. But the subject line under the caption under the photograph, the unexpected or the unexploded World War I shell is similar to the one found lodged in the patient's anus.
And it is a rather large photo. It's not a small device.
How did it get up there?
I'm just wondering, like, was this like a dare from a friend? Was this friend like 100 years old? I don't know where you find, you know, World War I artillery, you know, bombs here.
Well, we may know the answer. Yes. It turns out alcohol may have been involved.
Mm-hmm.
The bomb disposal experts took the shell with them while the patient remained at the hospital so he could recover from surgery. It was, I mean, his butt could have been blown off.
Yeah. The rest of them, too.
Well, that's true. This isn't like a tiny little, this is like ginormous.
Yes.
So it was unclear how the antique ordnance ended up in the man's posterior, but experts suspected it could have been the result of a party stunt gone awry. Mm-hmm. That's the way it always is, right?
Could you imagine showing up to a party with a World War I artillery shell?
Oh.
That's a party favor, right? That you always got to bring something when you're going over to someone's house, right? So maybe he just had it in the back of his pickup truck by chance.
Well, it turns out that these are not unusual to find across Europe. Shells like these were used during the First World War by the German army. They deployed hundreds of thousands against the British and French armies across the Western Front. This is going all the way back to 1914. The explosives are date-stamped and regularly turn up during the Iron Harvest. That's the annual collection of often unexploded munitions from both wars, which are often found on farmland, on building sites, and other disrupted land. And they say, and this is probably even more bizarre and disturbing, and again, this is why I don't like the French. And while a person's backside might seem like a strange location for one of them to surface, shockingly, this was not a first at the hospital.
No way.
No. In 2022, the hospital was partially evacuated after an 88-year-old man arrived with a World War I artillery shell also lodged in his anus.
Same hospital?
I'm concerned about how they're getting their jollies across the big pond.
Yeah, that's out of all the things that you could probably put up there, that's probably the last one that I would think.
How do you sit down on the bus? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, so many things.
Very disturbing. Very disturbing. But they're French. All right, that does explain a lot. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I'm glad we got that story out of the way before Senator Blackburn. I would not want the senator to have to weigh in on something like that. Hang tight, everybody. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. You know, Valentine's Day, right around the corner. Dinstall's Chocolates, by the way. If you're looking for something to impress the missus or the soon-to-be missus, or hopefully you're going to have a missus, then you got to go check out Dinstall's Candies Chocolates in Memphis. They've been doing it for like over 100 years. Every single piece of chocolate we purchase comes from Dinstall's. We love those folks. They're great. People are always out there trying to find the perfect gift for their loved ones. But what about What about those you used to love? What about the exes in your life? The Maryland Zoo is bringing back a tradition. $5, it'll set you back $5, but you'll be able to name something after your ex at the zoo. So what is it? We're doing a trivia. I'm calling an audible, Dylan. We're going to have a trivia contest here.
I like it.
All right.
I like when zoos do this, by the way, because there's many zoos that do different things. But this guy's take the cake here.
They do different things, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So here's the question. What is it? What is it that the Maryland Zoo will name in honor of your ex for Valentine's Day? $5. And they'll name something after your ex. What is that? And if you know the answer, you're going to want a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. No, it's not a penguin. The penguins are cute and cuddly. No, this is something else. No, the Maryland Zoo will name something after your ex for just $5. So give us a call if you know the answer, 901-260-5926. In the meantime, Congresswoman Mary Miller, among those defending Newsmax after the Manhattan Borough president ordered Newsmax taken off TV monitors in New York City taxi cabs. Let's take a listen. Congresswoman, got to get your take here. They're trying to censor us here at Newsmax. What's going on?
Well, they're used to getting a pass from legacy media, and they know that their bad ideas cannot withstand any kind of scrutiny or debate. And also, they understand that whoever controls the information controls the people. So they want people just to get a bad idea, from their media. But I think it's backfired on them because they haven't had pushback on their ideas, and they keep getting weirder and weirder.
Well, no doubt about that. And the reality is, at least here on this network, we invite Republicans and Democrats. We hear both sides. We let our viewers decide for themselves. And yet, this is a great example, Congresswoman, of Democrats wanting to shut down any information they disagree with.
Yes, well, they're doing it on college campuses. The curriculum in our K through 12 is biased just the same, and they've gotten a foothold. But I think it's great that in a way that they're doing this, because it highlights how badly they want to stop alternative ideas. They don't want to have a marketplace of ideas or any kind of civil discourse.
Before we get to the shutdown, I know you've been following the developments out of Minneapolis and St. Paul, the church attack. We understand that at least two more individuals arrested today by the Justice Department. What kind of a message does the administration need to send to these people who think they can terrorize Christians in their church houses?
Well, I'm glad that people are getting arrested. They are, out to lunch if they think that this is free speech to be able to come in to a church and disrupt their services. And I'm looking forward to their court cases, and I hope that the media highlights how wrong they were.
I know we're in the middle of this partial shutdown, Congresswoman. President Trump calling on House Republicans and Democrats to get the Senate bill to his desk without delay and with no changes. How are you going to vote on this?
Well, I'm going to support it, of course. And in addition, I am pushing for the SAVE Act to be put on the floor for a vote in the Senate. I think we need both things. They are a little bit separate. I signed onto a letter that Brendan Gill had urging Mitch McConnell to get with it and put on the SAVE Act on the floor for a vote.
I know Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna is threatening to hold up all government funding bills in a procedural vote unless Republican leadership folds the SAVE Act into the package. She says the SAVE Act will not pass as a standalone bill. Is that the only way that we're going to be able to save election integrity here?
I don't think so, and I don't actually agree with her idea there. I am excited, though. The House Administration Committee last week introduced another bill called the Make Elections Great Again Act, and it is more comprehensive than the SAVE bill. But also, the SAVE legislation, we've passed it twice. It's up to the Senate to put that on the floor. But I am excited about passing more comprehensive election reform in the mega bill, which would require voter ID, proof of citizenship. It will require the states to do more comprehensive voter maintenance. It will require mail-in ballots to be in on the close of polls on Election Day. It'll stop ballot harvesting, and it's all comprehensive election reform.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Every now and again, we like to throw some trivia questions out there, and today we've got one. The question, the Maryland Zoo bringing back a popular Valentine's Day tradition. This is to commemorate the exes in your life. And for $5, you can name something in honor of your ex. Let's go to Adam in North Carolina. Adam, what's the answer?
I would guess baboon.
No, that is not right. All right, let's go to Zach in Georgia. It is not baboons, but what is it, Zach? You're close, close. All right, Zach. All right, Zach is not there. Let's go to Lee in Memphis. Lee, what's the answer?
Gorilla.
No, Lee. I thought this would be a little easier, Dylan. We gave clues.
We did. It's very subtle, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Very subtle clues.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Barbara in North Carolina. Barbara, here's the question again. The Maryland Zoo bringing back a longtime and beloved Valentine's Day tradition, $5, and you can name something in honor of your ex. Barbara, what is that?
It's a mound of animal dung.
Yes. Barbara, you are correct. Congratulations. We would have accepted fecal matter, doo-doo, or poo, but yes. By the way, all of this goes for a good cause, and you get a commemorative certificate and the big stink. You're raising money for the zoo's conservation efforts. So there you go.
Oh, so there is rationale behind it.
Well, surprisingly, you'd be, a lot of other zoos actually do cockroaches, which is like the hissing cockroaches, and those just creep me out.
Yeah.
But you don't get to actually take the poo with you and deliver. So, you know, it's just all, you get a certificate.
You can send to the ex?
Yeah, suitable for framing. Barbara, that is good enough for a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And we're going to put you on hold, and the lovely Miss Helen will get all of your intel. You know who we haven't heard from in a long time, Dylan, is the lovely Miss Cassie, who moved back to New Jersey.
I know. She's probably, you know, so miserable up there, missing us.
She would have been able to navigate. She would have been able to dig out the front of the building, which is still encased in ice.
Yeah, they're used to it. She's from there. So they probably are shoveled up, and they have the snow plows that they need. And yeah.
She knows how to shovel. So yeah,
indeed.
She's got that upper body.
He's very strong.
Every day, should we tell people every commercial break, I'm going downstairs and I'm literally chipping away at the ice and I'm not making any headway at all.
Yeah. We hear you down there. I feel a little bad, but you know.
No, you don't.
You're doing a great job, it seems.
Trying to do the Lord's work here.
Oh, man.
All right. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Yesterday, we had our good buddy Jeff Lord and Bobby Eberle joining us, so weighing in on the big political issues of the day. Let's take a listen. Bobby, we're going to start with you. You're a Texan. What in the world happened over there in Tarrant County?
Yeah, I'm down here in Houston, but this was a shockwave from that Fort Worth area for sure. And in that report, I'd like to highlight what Governor DeSantis said. I think he hit it closest to home, is that, you know, this is a wake-up call. I mean, the special elections, and I felt this as a county chairman, we put so much energy, I mean, blood, sweat, and tears into the 2024 election. And I think in a lot of ways, Republicans, even now, are still doing this big exhale when it comes to municipal races, when it comes to school board races, special elections. They tend to just be on with their business, taking care of their families and doing things, when it doesn't matter what kind of election it is. The Democrats are always motivated. They're always energized to get out there and vote. I believe you'll have these same two matching up again in November. I'll predict right now it's going to be a totally different story, and she'll win, so he can hold this seat for, you know, a few months, but or the rest of the year, but he won't be doing any legislating at all. But it is still a wake-up call that we need to be energized. We need to be out there.
Jeffrey, to that point, what's the problem here with the Republicans? And we saw this happen in New Jersey. We saw it happen in Virginia. We saw it happen in Mississippi. This is a very concerning trend that we're starting to see with the Republicans.
The problem is, and this, frankly, is a historical problem with either Republicans or Democrats. When your candidate wins the presidency, and then you start to have these elections 2 years down the road or a special election like this, what happens is it backfires finally. And people don't like the president having done A, B, or C. And as I say, this is very bipartisan in that sense. So I just think that this is a normal situation. But the big wake-up call for Republicans should be November and what happens, and making sure that they get the president's agenda done, because they don't want to wake up the day after the election in November and find out that President Trump's last 2 years are going to be not good.
Oh, let me tell you what's going to happen here, fellas. Bobby, we're going to be looking at impeachment palooza every single week. The president's going to get impeached. Somebody's going to get impeached. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. And by the way, all the codification of the executive orders, that's it. It's over. I mean, the agenda comes to a grinding halt if Republicans don't get off their lazy butts and vote on Election Day.
Absolutely. I mean, Todd, you hit it on the head. I mean, and this is what we have to do. People think that Trump has a 4-year term. He really has a 2-year term with a bonus too, if we can keep the House and Senate. We need that not only to avoid impeachment, but to codify the executive orders and to move this agenda forward. Trump will not be on the top of the ticket anymore. And so we have to have these in place so we can have this the movement continue, because right now there's a lot of frustration out there. You know, I'm going to put this special election aside, but going into the midterms and going forward, we need the America First base to be out there energized. And so we need results, and we need to keep that House and Senate. If they deliver, I mean, they have to deliver on the promises that Trump and others made on this America First agenda. They can do that, then we'll be okay.
All right, Jeffrey, we got to talk about this New York Magazine piece. Everybody inside the Beltway is talking about this today. Nancy Mace is not okay. Former staffers say that Mace showed promise in the beginning of her tenure, but 5 years down the line, she's, quote, deteriorated. Another said something's broken. The motherboard's fried. We're short-circuiting somewhere. What do you make of all that, Jeffrey Lord?
I have to say, having in the long ago started out my career in Washington working for a congressman, I read this article and I thought, what in heaven's name is she thinking? She's made so many missteps here out of the blue. I mean, she's a member of Congress. The spotlight is on her. And she just has not had a good time with this at all. And I do think at the end of the day, I mean, this is going to do her in. The question is whether any of this will spread to her colleagues, which I'm sure some of them are already quietly thinking and are concerned about.
Yeah. And again, Bobby, here's a woman who wants to be the next governor of South Carolina. I mean, some of the the stories in there make, you know, Senator staff out on beer runs and cleaning up the mansion down in South Carolina. You wonder how that's going to go over with the voters.
Yeah, I mean, this was it's a pretty damaging hit piece, profile piece, whatever you want to call it. But they picked a target who, you know, she kind of put the bullseye on herself in a lot of ways. I mean, they're talking to staffers. They see what's going on. I believe the article pointed out that she has one of the highest turnover rates since she got into Congress in 2021. So that's always, always a bad sign, because that ranks up there with the Nancy Pelosi's and the Jasmine Crockett's and the Kamala Harris's on her Senate staff. When you have the turnover like that, it really, really sends a message. And it breeds staffers who want to talk. And so that's never a good thing.
All right. You never know. You never know what's going to happen on the Newsmax show. Always good to have Bobby Eberle with us. Also, our good buddy Jeff Lord. We'll get both of them back on the radio side here in the coming weeks. You know, folks, again, as we look at 2026 and the midterm elections, as we look at celebrating the 250th anniversary of this great country, let me just say that I am encouraged by many of you and by talk radio in general, and I truly do believe that this country can be saved, and it's probably going to be because of Generation Z. So I want to encourage you, as we move forward, we've got to make sure that we get everybody fired up and ready to go. And that means every single day, invite somebody to listen to the show, call into the show, have a conversation with us on air. Even if you disagree with me, we love the back and forth. By the way, coming up tonight, you heard the guys talking about Nancy Mace. Congresswoman Nancy Mace will join us tonight to talk about that New York Magazine article and what's really going on, who might have been behind what they're calling a hit piece. So we'll tell you all about that. Again, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, also Congressman Pete Sessions will join us, the very latest on the government shutdown. That's happening 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2, the Todd Stearns Show. And I also want to encourage you to get a copy of my books. We've got so many out there. The latest two, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? That was endorsed by President Trump. And then the newest book, it's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, written with my good friend Michelle Cox. We've written two devotion books together, and we have so much fun writing these books. There's a lot of humor in the devotion books, a lot of great recipes. We've tried them out from our daily biscuit devotions with a drawl to the Star Spangled Blessings. So go and check them out. You can check out all of my books. If you want to check out t-shirts, swag, you can do that as well. Go to toddstearns.com. That music means we've got to scoot out of here. It has been a great day, everybody. Hang tight. We'll be back tomorrow, noon o'clock, and we'll see you tonight, 5 o'clock on Newsmax.